of mine, strong enough to bear the burdens that sometimes come living this thing called life. Am I wise enough to make the right decisions when I'm standing at the fork in the road? Sometimes I wonder and ponder, only to realize I'm not alone, and there's nothing I have to do on my own, because I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has his being. I am the place where God shows up.
About on this planet, sharing love, learning these techniques that we're learning, and being reminded all this week. week have I been reminded over and over and over, I can't tell you. I think I counted about 5 times this morning I did it. Reminded, don't make assumptions. Boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, that's a hard lesson to work with. And if you're like me, when I hear a message, I like to work with it. I like to weave it down so that I can replace an old belief with this newness that comes with learning that you're more than a human being, that you're a child of the Most High. And guess what? Being a child of the Most High, you inherit some beautiful things. All right, and here we go again. But we do inherit some beautiful, beautiful things. So, it's easy to say, isn't it? It's easy for me to tell you, don't make assumptions. And you probably find your days are filled with unnecessary assumptions, like I had. Man, I think yesterday, I think the count got up to about 25. But the thing is, when you realize you're doing it, what happens in you? You begin to make the change, don't you? I laugh with Reverend Carey because we had a discussion the other day and it's coming to pass. But, you know, we do it and we take things personally. Making assumptions hold us back from our true, authentic self, from being what we were created to be, which is spiritual beings. That's what we were created to be love, to be peace, to be wisdom, to be all the contributes of God. And yet, what happens along the way? Yeah. So we move in and out of this third agreement without thought of the drama it can draw to us. Anybody have drama in their life? Am I the only one? Just a couple of us? Okay. The problem with assumptions is that we begin to believe that they are true with a capital T. Remember we talked about low T and capital T? There are things that are true for you because you have them down in your belief system. And then there is the truth, which is unblemished, which is unmarred by anything anyone else can say, because it's the real of you. But we often don't even know that's there until we come into a setting where the idea is introduced into our minds. Mm-hmm. So, I know families that have not communicated with each other in years because of something that was said. And everyone jumped on the bandwagon and assumed it was true. My grandmother always, I was around her quite a bit being in the same town, and she always told us to talk with one another, to talk things out when things got a little hairy. And she was a woman who spoke her mind, and she had no problems with you coming to you and telling you. So that there was no way there was an assumption of what Grandma believed. You knew instantly. And when we began to to know that there's one power, one presence in the universe and in our lives. We say it every Sunday. I believe it. How about you? When we know that, then that reminds us of the truth of our being. And if we store things like that deep within us, we'll do like they say in the Bible, we'll walk through fire and not be consumed. In other words, we won't buy into what others are saying. We'll see them for what they are. And what are they? They're just appearances. They're just experiences. Experiences don't come to stay. They come to pass. And so we let them go and see them for what they are. Communication is the key to healing relationships. Embracing one another in love and understanding. Taking time to listen, to hear other person's opinion. You ever cut somebody off when they're talking to you because you're not really agreeing with what they're saying? That's not only rude, but that's making an assumption that you know what the other person is thinking. Those are the kind of things that we need to take time to listen and hear others' opinions. You want to revolutionize your life? Communicate with others as clearly as you can and take the time to ask for clarification. You know, sometimes people are having a bad day and they'll tell you anything. Take the time to ask for clarification. You want to understand what it is they're trying to get across to you. And then somewhere in that, you can come together and make an agreement. Make an agreement to choose to be indifferent or choose to think differently. But we love one another. I like the song that we've been singing. We love one another. Love is what flows out. Love is what reaches out and touch. If you listen to some of the news stories, I can clearly see how a touch of love would heal those misunderstandings. Right now we have a challenge going on overseas again. What are you thinking when you hear that or when others begin to talk about that? Are you being love in that conversation? Are you sending vibrations over there of love and oneness and the peace of God is surrounding those areas? I want to read you something. And this is from the book, and if anyone wants to check it out later, if all our volumes are the same, it's page 71. And the first full paragraph says, the human mind can create a lot of chaos, which causes us to misinterpret everything and misunderstand everything. We only see what we want to see, hear what we want to hear. We don't perceive things the way they are. We have the habit of dreaming with no basis in reality. We literally dream up things in our imagination because we don't understand something. We make an assumption about the meaning. And when the truth comes out, the bubble of our dream pops, and we find out it was not what we thought it was at all. That's the key, really, to resolving misunderstandings in your life. If there's any conflict in your life, take the time to listen, to communicate, to assure that you have all the information. Anybody have fragments of information and they run off with it, thinking they know the whole story? Okay, I'm the only one. You know, we have to be an observer in our own lives. We have to watch what we're thinking, what we're saying to other people, what we're believing. And when you think you're making an assumption, call it for what it is and take the time to find out all the information pertaining to that particular experience or incident. I've been practicing this all week, and believe me, it's not an easy task, but things come to you quicker, and you begin to realize how much you do make assumptions in your life. And I also realize how often those assumptions can be incorrect and misleading. So I'm going to give you some homework. I'm going to assume that we all need this homework. Simply because I do. No, I want you to really take some time this week. Observe it, and it's interesting to count how many times you make an assumption. It almost gets a little comical at a point, because it's just habit. But it's a habit, I don't know about you, but I want to break it. I want to break it. That's how we live this Christ life, by coming from a point of truth. So the first thing I want you to do is ask questions when things come up and you're beginning to go down that path. Make sure the communication is clear. Don't say okay or all right. Or like the kids now, they used to say, whatever. Drop those habits. Make sure the communication is clear. Don't just say, okay. Once the experience is clarified, you will not have to make an assumption. You'll know what to do and what your stand is. The second thing I want you to find your voice to ask for what you want. Everybody has the right to tell you no or yes. And you always have the right to ask for clarification. Often we don't want to stir up things emotionally, do we? We don't want them to get mad. But what you need is clarification so that you can keep from making an assumption in that experience. And sometimes we'll make an assumption, but we won't even tell the person. We'll go and talk to other people. Go to the source and seek clarification. Now don't everybody run up there once after service. But seriously, take the time to make sure that you have a clear understanding of what the other person is thinking or feeling. And give them some space. People can't always tell you right away, but give them some space to think about what you're asking them. But have the dialogue. And then, this goes back to our first agreement. Speak with integrity. Use the power of your word in the direction of capital T truth and love. Keep in mind that first agreement. Be impeccable with your word. Remember last week we learned, well, the first week we learned that M means without, and pectus. I don't know why I'm trying to pronounce that, but remember that it means sin, so without sin, when you speak, without missing the mark. Don't speak erroneously. Speak from your heart. Have the dialogue so that what comes out is not an assumption. We all have habits and routines that we're not aware of. And just because we're not aware of them does not mean they do not have an impact on our lives. The more you practice these truths, the more you become open and receptive to the Christ that is within you. James 1 and 22 says, "Be doers of the word, not hearers only." In other words, practice truth. Don't just, you know, go out and do, have experiences without questioning them. Practice the truth. Put them to the test. So that what occurs in the end is a fully Christed you. It's not an impossibility. It's not an impossibility. The Christ in you is your hope of glory. And by glory, I'm translating that to have that feeling that no matter what's going on, all is well with my soul. I can be at peace. That's true for me, and I pray that it's true for you. So let's get in touch. Let's turn within in prayer. Let's settle ourselves, and let's let go of worldly things and settle into a meditation. But first, let's affirm the words of Jesus Christ when he said, "Pray like this." Let's affirm together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So let's center ourselves in this moment, right here, right now. Focus on the candles or close your eyes, but Take a deep breath. Settle into this moment, right here, right now. This is our moment. And we seize it to turn within. Let's relax our minds and our bodies right now. I'm going to give you some words of Don Miguel Ruiz, the author of The Four Agreements. And so I want you to take them in as your own. Thank you, Creator of the universe, for the gift of life you have given me. Thank you for giving me everything that I have ever truly needed. Thank you for the opportunity to experience this beautiful body and this wonderful mind. Thank you for living inside me with all your love, with your pure and boundless spirit, with your warm and radiant light. Thank you for using my words, for using my eyes, for using my heart to share your love wherever I go. I love you just the way you are, and because I am your creation, because I am a part of you, I love myself just the way I am. So help me to keep the love, the peace in my heart, and to make that love a new way of life, that I may live the love, that I may live in love the rest of my being. So I breathe in this moment right here, right now, and I settle into this journey I have made deep within. And I reach that point and step over the threshold of my inner chamber. And immediately I know love is there, for I am love. Peace is there, for I am peace. Spirit is there, for I am spirit. And so I rest just a moment in this quiet, in this solitude, noticing the flow within me, noticing the activity of the spirit, reaching and touching that which needs to be reached and touched. And I do so in the quiet. that as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we give thanks for the gift of knowing. Knowing deep within that the Christ is alive and well in us. So for this and all things, Holy Spirit, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let it be right here, right now. Amen. And our affirmation this week, it's in your bulletin. I want you to affirm it for yourselves, to know this is the truth of your being. And when we say centered in God, the source of my being, I walk an orderly path, I want you to feel those words flowing deep within, setting into a motion the activity for your week. So let's affirm together. Centered in God, the source of my being, I walk an orderly path. Breathe that in, know that to be true, and then turn to someone and let's affirm it for them. Centered in God, the source of your being, you walk an orderly path. And now is a sense of community, a coming together in the oneness that we are, not only here in this room, but in the universe together. Centered in God, the source of our being, we walk an orderly path. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let it be.